Okay, we continue. Simen kuf lamed aleph hilchos sukkah. So we're up to Sif Zion. So ha'oisa sukkos etachas anfei ilan. Right, it's a major shaila. You take your sukkah and you put it under the branches of the tree. Harei hipsula, it's puzzle. Right. And a lot, and this doesn't make it. Let's see. Okay, well, let's finish. Even if it's just because of the branches, the sun would meaning if even just with the tree's branches, the sun would have more shade. I'm not the sun in the sukkah. Would still have more sun than shade. And with the schach that you're doing, you're making is the sukkah. Meaning, basically saying is that you have a tree on top of the sukkah. The tree is not providing that much shade, even with it being under the tree. There's still more sun than shade. So therefore, you would need the schach. The kamakam psula, it's still puzzle, right? Because the way it is, we look at the tree. We look at it as we drop it down on top of the sukkah. And therefore, what's giving the sukkah its shade is a combination of the schach and the tree that's above. Right? And even if you cut off afterwards the trees, meaning you build your sukkah, then you look up and you see that the trees from the there's a lot of branches from the trees. The sukkah's puzzle because tase anofim. After you cut down the branches, tzarach, you need to pick up each and every branch of the schach, and you have to put it down the shem sukkah. Right? Because that's how you get rid of tasa. Now, people do this so they have the sukkah built all year and they have roofs on top, so they move the schach. The schach has to really be moved. If you just pop it up, that's not enough. You have to really make it possible. You should not put up the schach before you put the walls. The meaning is to have a nochas haschach to sukkah kasherah, because you need that when you put down the schach, the sukkah should be kosher. Ches v'chein b'sukkah also b'ganos b'agagos ha'nechtochim. If you put the sukkah on roofs that are open, right? Like we said, like you make, people in there. Some people have it in their houses. They just pull up the roof. Tzara l'vteches agagos kodesh shuniach. You have to first open the roof and then put on the schach, meaning assuming you don't have the schach up there a whole year. First open the roof, then put the schach. Even though after that, before sukkah, you're going to close the roof and you go open it again. That doesn't cause any problems. That's just as if you spread out a sheet over the sukkah and take it back. But you should really try and make sure that at the night, this is an interesting chumrah. Those that have a shlak on their roof, on their sukkah, you should make sure, or try and make sure, that the shlak is not closed by Ma'ariv time by Sukkos, the first night Sukkos. Originally, Zohar be'elu sukkah she'ha gag pasuach heitiv, that you the roof should be open well. Oimid b'shove im doifin sukkah, and it should be equal with the walls of sukkah. Shemena oimid b'shove ala noitik tzas ala schach. Because if it's not shava, right, and it leans a little bit over the schach, afilo ain't a shear gadol, even if it's not a big shear, shetifsal asukah b'chach, that the sukkah would be puzzled with this. Komakam tzarich lizar shaloi yeshiv makam hazeh shagang v'shuvah, that you have to be careful that you should not sit in a place that the gag is leaning. Shenimtzi yoshev tachas agag, meaning you have to make sure your shlak is totally off the sukkah. Ayin le'el sifav, that would, because then you would maybe get into doifen akuma issues. Al bisha sukkah is a chag b'chag b'tura min ha'mezuzah. Even though a sukkah is a temporary building, so it's part of mezuzah. But kamak ma'elu sukkahs are benuyos. But those sukkahs that are built, shemishtam shemem kol ha'shana v'schayev ha'mezuzah, that they use them a whole year in the chayev ha'mezuzah, gam b'chag lo'y niftiru. They're not potter in the chag, and you don't have to take it off and put it on again. Right? Fine. Test. Yotze with a borrowed sukkah, a loy sukkah gzulo, not with a stolen sukkah. Lachain also lost a sukkah with shus harabim. You're not allowed to make a sukkah shus harabim. Shas atchak. She ain't loy sukkah acheres b'shum oifin, that you don't have any sukkah yosheba mevarach aleha. Then you could sit in there, and you can make a bracha. All right, meaning so those sukkahs like in Brooklyn that are on the streets, I don't know if they have permission. They don't have permission. And that's a whole issue with using it if it's in public property, really does belong to many people. So that's not so simple. Yud. Some say that a yid should not cut down a schach himself, and the yid can be actually buy from somebody else. Why? Because there's a chashash that it was stolen. Right? Because if meaning if somebody else steals it and then you take it from him, that's not considered stolen. B'shasatach, you are allowed to cut it yourself. El sheito rishus mi'balakarka, you should take rishus from the owner of the property. Yud aleph mutal la'aseh sukkah b'chalamoyed. You are allowed to make a sukkah in chalamoyed. This question, now that people travel a lot, the Airbnbs, etc., etc. So people want to know if they could put up their sukkahs. They're allowed to, right? But you can't do a ma'aseh uman. That's one. And the question is taking it down. Because taking it down, if you need it in another place, let's say you're traveling from one place to another, so then it's fine. But to take it down on Sukkot, that's not a Tzaruch Yomtiv. So Malacha, Shaloi Tzaruch Yomtiv, is a shtickle issue. And also, those people that go upstate, they want to take down their Sukkot, they don't have to travel back up upstate to go take down their Sukkot. Fine. Yud Beis. Atzei Sukkah. Wood of the Sukkah. Beimei Tvanis, Beimei Aschach. Whether they're from the walls or whether from the schach, aser b'hanah alach simchas Torah, it's aser b'hanah to left the simchas Torah kibush huksel lemitzvasa, it's huksel lemitzvah. Afilu lito meim kisim lechalachzis shinav aser, even to take a piece of wood to pick your teeth is aser. Afilu em naflu aser, and even if they fall, it's aser b'leim ani b'tanai, and it doesn't help a tanai. Now this is also one of the biggest misunderstandings, because everybody hears that the wood on the schach, the wood on the walls, is huksel. Muksa is not like muksa on Shabbos. Muksa on Shabbos, you can't move it. This muksa means it's huksa lemitzvasa. That means if it falls down, you can pick it up and you can put it back up on Chol HaMoed at least. Right? On Yom Tov, you can also move it out of the way. It's not muksa in that sense. Right? For Shabbos, muksa means you can't move things. But for this, it's not huksa that you can't move it. It's huksa that it's for a mitzvah. That's why you can't take some of the wood and use it as a toothpick. Right, but you could take some
So
of the wood and
on
move it out of the
Shabbos
way.
or Yom Tov, on Shabbos, Yom Tov, you could move it if it falls down.
100%.
Okay.
Unless it's an expensive thing that you didn't expect it to fall down, and maybe it's Mukzal Shabbos.
And the decorations?
Same thing.
Same thing. Okay.
Yeah. If Simcha falls on a Friday, it's also awesome. Chayn noy sukkah, no, there you go, Naftali. Noy sukkah is also awesome. Afilu naflu, even if it falls down. Meaning, what it means, even if it falls down, you can't, let's say you have fruit and it falls down, you can't go eat that fruit. Right? But you're allowed to move it. See, so that's what we're saying. If, because it's also ba'ana, you're not allowed to move it because it's Muksa, but it would still have the same dinim of muksa on Shabbos, which is if it would be a kli, then you're allowed to move a kli if you need the place, et cetera, all those things. So makom esrog, but an esrog that's hanging from the sukkah for beauty, mutalariach, you could smell it, the loy huktza mereach, because it's not muksa from smelling. Ubenoya tanai, and noy. That's hanging from the schach. We're knowing that even when a tanai doesn't help, aval benoisha tali b'tfanis mahani tanai. But
Okay,
if it
so you
hangs
could
from the walls, it
smell
makes a
the
tanai.
esrog, but you can't smell
Yes,
your esrog that you're using to shake.
correct. Because that's different. That's huksa l'mitzvasa for the that you don't plan on smelling it. You lulav an esrog. But this one, that's what it's there for. Right. I don't know if it's there for smell, but it's not. I mean, it's not out of your mind that that's what you would do. But then he says a chiddush that you can only make a tanai on the Nice sukkah that's hanging from the schach, not from the wall. I'm sorry, the opposite. The Tanai helps for the wall, but not for the on the top of schach. And the sadinim, the sheets that have pictures on them, shetluyim b'sukkah l'noi, that are tali in the sukkah l'noi, knowing a l'taltalon, shalayiskalkulu. You see that you're allowed to move. You don't want it to get ruined from the rain. Even if you didn't make a Tanai. That's why you hung it up. That you, when it's going to rain, you're going to take them in. It's better to make a Tanai beferish. Harishan, make a Tanai before the first bin Hashmashas, meaning the first night. Sukkahs, I can use whatever nice sukkah I want. Now it's interesting. His lashon is that you have to be in the sukkah. I don't know why you say me, why can't you just be in shul and do it? He's saying, and if you talk have no sukkah that you plan on taking down in the middle of Yom, because of rain, etc., then make sure you don't knot it tightly. Because if you knot it tightly, then you might have a problem of untying knots on Yom. Okay, that was a lot of information. But okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night, a good Shabbos.
And the
Wow. Good.